coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That's all you need to know. HagmanReport.com. Click on the banner above the stories, and they'll take you to the videos and audios. We are on Rumble, Brighteon. We are not, and I want to stress this, we are not on YouTube. Today is Monday, December 14th, 2020, and I want to come, I want to start out by telling you folks that I got a good show lined up for you. Both John Moore and, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center, Sam Andrews, they're going to be on with us, on with me. And of course, Eric the Tech. Eric the Tech, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
That's really good. Good to know. Good to know. Yeah, so I want to just start off really quick before bringing on, both, John and Sam. I hope, hopefully they can see this or be a part of what I want to just kind of get into just briefly. Folks, understand one thing. Today is the day where all of the electors go to their respective capitals. This is why we have the Electoral College. And they cast votes for the candidate. Okay, they're voting for the candidate, whether it be Donald Trump or whether it be Joe Biden. This is where we come up with the Electoral College number, of that magical number of 270, because 270 represents the majority of the Electoral College votes. Okay. So today they're taking the votes in the respective capital in the 50 states. They're putting the votes in an envelope, sealing the envelope. Now, none of this is in secret. You can tune in to all of the states. I don't know if you have C-SPAN or whatever. You can watch it. I mean, none of this is behind closed doors. And then they send the envelopes to the to Washington. Okay. Now, the problem here, and I'm going to just give you two problems. There, outline two problems. The problem is when you have an election where you've got the voting machines casting votes not for people, or casting votes not as votes but as points for a particular candidate, and then the software along with the hardware does what they are designed to do, these machines, and that is to impose the will of the operators of the machines, either individually or collectively or both, then you don't have a free and fair election. Then all of the ceremonial electoral votes are meaningless. Now, they're meaningless to the extent that these are fraudulent, or these are votes based on fraudulent totals. Very quickly, I would like you to go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. And I want to show you something. On HagmanReport.com, we have the forensic report from ASOG Group. That's the, you'll see it. In fact, if you can put it on the screen, and I'm going to do it right here because I have to, and I didn't do this before the show, and I apologize. This is really important, I believe. There was a forensic audit done by the ASOG Group, Allied Security Operations Group, in Antrim County, Michigan. Now, this is one county, one state, done by this group. To my knowledge, there were eight individuals that did this, but, the point person is Russell James Ramsland Jr. from ASOG, working for Bill Bailey via his attorney, Matthew DiPerno. Now, if you go down to page 2 on this, take a look at that chart that's on page 2. Sorry about that. We're a little hung up there. But if you'll notice, who's the winner? If you look at that chart on page 2, the winner of this county is President Donald J. Trump. Now, there's differing votes per date, November 3rd, November 5th, and November 21st. The total votes cast vary on each date. It's interesting how you can lose votes, add votes, and lose votes. We can't get to page 2, but it's all right. It's all right. It's fine. Okay. President Trump won 97-48-2, 59-60 in Antrim County. The conclusion of ASOG, of this group, well, there are many conclusions. But the conclusion is that this is not a certifiable, these results aren't certifiable. Because you've got a, and you can read all through this, I'm not going to really get into the granular level details of this, but yeah, there's the chart right there. That's what I was looking for. And you can see, again, President Trump is the winner in Antrim County. But more importantly is the last paragraph on page 1, above that graph. Sorry, Eric. The preliminary conclusions, number 2. We conclude that Dominion voting systems, or system, is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Okay. The system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. And you can read through this 23-page report, which was allowed to be released by the judge today, this morning. And goes on, the electronic ballots are then transferred for adjudication, the error ballots, that is. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail. This leads to voter or election fraud. Based on our study, we conclude, and here's the money statement, we conclude that the Dominion voting system should not be used in Michigan. Well, not used across the United States, but this audit was for this particular county in Michigan. We further conclude that the results of Antrim County should not have been certified. There's that money sentence. Well, wait a second. You just want to throw the election to Donald Trump. Hold on a second. He won Antrim County. So what's your argument again? Here's the bottom line. Just to recap, a judge in Michigan this morning permitted parties in the case to release the forensic results of the forensic audit, forensic imaging examination of Dominion voting systems with the redactions of code. You don't even have to look at code. If you go to HagmanReport.com, there's a video, a couple of videos there in the top, I think it's in the top row, just the mail-in ballots. How you can look at an image, this one guy, just an absolute, a 6-minute or 20-minute video, I believe it is, but it really makes it easy for guys like me to understand. I mean, you look at an image, look for the artifacts of a crease, and if you don't find it, well, that's not a mail-in ballot or whatever. It's not what it is. It would be over on the third row there, or the third one, the guy in the blue shirt. That's that one. Technology expert can determine if ballots are legitimate or fake in seconds. So you don't even have to go into the code. But in this case, Dominion, however, did not respond to any kind of comment. And I think, it's probably a good idea in my view. But this came under 13th Circuit Judge Kevin Elsheimer, who agreed to remove this protective order that was blocking the release of this report and, at the request or on the request of the attorney, Matthew DiPerno, who wanted it released. But this calls into question the intent of all of the secretaries of state all across the United States. Moreover, with the news about China, think about this, the news about China, my question to you is, who is actually running our elections? And it's very easy to perhaps surmise that our elections are being run, or at least, let me rephrase that, for those purists out there, and I agree, we have to be careful now. I believe once the information is made known about the foreign influence and the complicity of the secretaries of state, the governors, and even at the lowest of levels, some supervisors within precincts of different precincts, especially in Atlanta, in Philadelphia, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, in Detroit, Michigan, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I do believe once this layer is opened, you will see that this entire election was sullied by external influences, including but not limited to the voting machines, including but not limited to rampant voter fraud versus election fraud, but rampant voter fraud, where you've got Black Lives Matter and Antifa-like supporters in the parking lot with ballots just waiting to be brought in. Look at Atlanta. After the observers, who aren't really observers, leave. And about that, it pains me to see sheriffs and police department, members of the police department, actually removing Republican observers from different venues on election day. If that would have been me, look, it's easy to say this because, you're behind a microphone, you got muscles, right? Microphone muscles. But I'm going to tell you something. You remember the Battle of Athens, McMinn County, Tennessee. You're not going to let me see that. My job is an observer. If I can't observe, then what the hell am I doing here? I'm standing around holding my, in my hands, right? Ain't happening. I'm either going to be allowed to observe that or we're going to have a go. Real quick, before bring the guests on, I want you to take a look at the big rally over the weekend, of course, Washington, D.C. And think about this. They're at HagmanReport.com. I reposted a video from Paul Joseph Watson. I really would like everyone to take a look at ritual public shaming. This is from September 4th of last year, of this year. Take a look at that in the context of today, because there were hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters, actually not Trump supporters. Yes, Trump supporters, but supporters of free and fair elections. You know, I've always used in my career, and I know John Moore has and Sam has in his career. If I've got a case, I'm investigating something, let's say a homicide, and I look at Eric the Tech, and I say, hey, where were you on Saturday between 7 and 9?
It's with you.
Yeah. And he says, well, I'm not going to tell you. Or he make, it turns out to be a lie. I don't have to tell you. I know my rights, that kind of thing. Okay, I might be taking a look at him a little bit harder. Okay, when you look at what happened this weekend, you had, again, tens, hundreds of thousands of supporters for free and fair elections. Knowing that President Trump won, and I do believe once this is all said and done, you'll see that President Trump won. The Proud Boys were there, and I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with the Proud Boys. You might say, well, they're racist, they're antagonists. You know what? Since when? And I'm using the words of the left. Since when are protests supposed to be fair and peaceful? what Joe Scarborough says. It's what the left says. They took, I think, a Black Lives Matter sign off a church. The mainstream media ran with that. And they said, well, look at this. This is an attack on a church, a black church in Washington, D.C. Look at the news reports from this weekend and compare it to what Paul Joseph Watson, the video in there, when I saw a church up in flames as opposed to somebody ripping off a sign on a church and saying that they're equivalent and that the actions of the Proud Boys or whoever did this, that equates to a hate crime. No, the hate crime is the church going up in flames. Taking a sign off is quite a bit different. But leading into and segueing into my guests, we have a problem in this country. We have a problem because you've got law enforcement who are answering to these progressive Marxist, not Maoist, Marxist governors, or I'm sorry, governors in the when you talk about state police, or mayors when you're talking about city police or municipal police. Folks, understand this. If you call 911, you are on your own. I firmly believe that. Because why? Because the police, they're apparently powerless. They will help an Antifa individual not get beat up by the Proud Boys, yet you got a Proud Boy stabbed by an Antifa guy. All right. This is where we're at. Look, you call 911, understand this. You are on your own. In the big cities. When we're dealing with this election fraud, you think that this is going to be a pleasant, non-rocky thing? No. It's going to be really rocky. And I blame the media on this because they're complicit. Because about 40, 60% of the people out there walking around with their mouths open and their pants, you know, down around their ankles, basically, or knees or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right? Understand this. They don't know. The media has covered up Hunter Biden's laptop, which has evidence of collusion with Joe Biden. The media has, and social media has covered up everything with respect to the election fraud. As far as your neighbor knows, everything is hunky-dory. So you've got to understand this. We have to educate the people. Show them. Look, show them the report. What the hell is this about? But you're fighting the mainstream media and social media, who, by the way, social media, also in Hagman Report, YouTube employs Chinese Communist State Secrecy Bureau software engineers. That's right, YouTube and Communist China in bed with one another, same with Google. That's why we are no longer on YouTube. General Flynn was on with Maria Bartiromo. Play 30 seconds of this, if you don't mind the first 30 seconds, and then we'll just cut it and then go to the guests, because I don't want to make them wait any longer. The money quotes are really in the first 30 seconds, but then important information follows. But let's just play the first 30 seconds or a minute or so. Here it is.
President Trump greeted by chants of USA, USA at the Army-Navy game this weekend as the president emerged onto the turf of Mitt Stadium at West Point for the 121st annual Army-Navy football game. Support for the president also on display at a rally in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, led by retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He addressed the crowd, capping off an incredible few weeks, which included the case against him dismissed and a pardon by President Trump. Later, a Marine One flyover in Washington as three-star Lieutenant General Flynn addressed the Jericho March in front of the Supreme Court. General Flynn joins me right now. General Michael Flynn, it is great to have you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You are a true patriot and an honor for our country. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Maria. Really appreciate you having me on.
You talked about the election at that speech yesterday. Give us your reaction to where we are in the state of affairs, sir.
Well, here's where I think we are. First of all, there's a whole number of paths that the president has. And like I say, asked on a scale of 1 to 10, who will be the next president? I say 10, Donald Trump. One of the things, like Sidney Powell right now has 4 lawsuits pending at the Supreme Court. And there are other Supreme Court suits that are pending today and will probably be played out this week. I would also add that we have conclusive evidence of foreign interference in our election, and it's available to the public right now at defendingtherepublic.org or crackandashwood.com.
Okay.
And that to me, as I think you spoke about earlier.
I mean, so they have conclusive evidence of foreign interference. Think back 2018, the executive order from President Trump 2018 saying, hey, to the DNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, I want the intelligence agencies to do an investigation. If there is foreign interference, that's going to create kind of a situation that we have to get involved in. They've got a 45-day time limit to file that report with the chief executive, that being Donald Trump. 45 days are up this Friday. And who knows? That could change the entire process. So you've got Antrim County, Michigan, audit, forensic audit right there. You've got the 45-day executive order. And hey, who knows what that right report might show. But I'll tell you what, either way, I believe that like General Flynn, I believe that President Trump will be the next president. If that's the case, well, then I think we're going to have some civil unrest. And that's why John Moore and, Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, John Moore, thelibertyman.com. That's why they, of course, are, here with me today. And I'm going to give them the rest of the program. Essentially, I'm going to be here kind of in the background. I'm going to stop talking as much and just let them have at it. By the way, Sam Andrews is a Monday guest of John Moore on the Liberty Man. And I do want you to support, if you can, people, everyone listening out there, please support Sam Andrews. We'll have a link to his PayPal address because he's under the gun. They're attempting to close down Freedom Center USA. It ain't fun. It's not fun. So with that, John, come on board and bring Sam. And sorry for being long-winded. I apologize if that was a problem. Can't hear you, John, brother. Can't hear. Can't hear you, John. You got to unmute somehow. What are we doing, Sam? Are you there? We have an issue. Houston, we got a problem. All right, we got an issue. Sit tight, everyone. And that includes John and Sam and Peter and Paul and Mary. All right, you're too young for that, right? So there you have it. There's my summation of where we're at. And on top of everything else, you've got the vaccine coming out. And the big deal there, you know, look, I don't believe the vaccine. Would I take it? Hell no. Could they make me take it? Hell no. This vaccine is, folks, you can study this on your own, but, the mRNA vaccine is a bunch of, in my views, is not, I mean, look, do your own research, but when you've got a vaccine for a coronavirus that mutates, how in the world can you actually isolate that coronavirus? It's like the flu vaccine. Okay, you can't. It's based on old data, but when you've got a virus that mutates the way this one does, no, you're not going to. It's just a bunch of BS. A 10-year study shows that unvaccinated are far healthier than their vaccinated peers who suffer from more respiratory infections, asthma, and allergies and such. So that's the bottom line. But I also believe that this is much more than about a vaccine. This is about control. This is about putting people into particular camps. When I say camps, I'm talking about positions, not the physical camps. Although that will come. That will come. Okay, John, let me try this again. Go. John, how you doing? Let's reconnect. We're going to reconnect because there's something not right here, obviously. All right. So moving along while Eric the Tech is doing that. And I got to tell you, he's the hardest working guy I know. We are having issues. Don't know why. Okay. If you go to please go to HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com for the information. I really believe that, the information there is critical. And it's bookmark HagmanReport.com, both for the articles as well as the link to our videos and audios, which is in the bar above. All right. Sorry about that, folks, the issues there. All right. Again, today is kind of meaningless in terms of what the process is, although this will be like a big smoke and mirrors campaign thing. Because of the schedules of people, this is being recorded earlier than the 7 to 9. But it's also going out live as well on platforms. So I just want to tell you this. Biden is scheduled to address the nation at 8 o'clock, and you know that the media is going to be fawning all over this, whatever this address is. Now, unless of course that hasn't happened, or unless there's a change between me telling you this and that happening. I don't know. So just let me know. Whoa. I don't know whether you heard that, folks, but we've got a major issue here. A major issue. All right. Google, by the way, and YouTube and Google Docs, they were hit by a massive outage this morning. I don't know what's going on with that, but, I don't know that much about technology, but it's interesting. I find it very interesting, the timing of all this. I don't have to know. To me, I don't have to know the ins and outs of the electronic stuff to know that there's a problem, right? And it's interesting. The timing is interesting. I'm looking at my personal as well as the Hagman Report Twitter feed. Now, the Hagman Report Twitter feed, I haven't put anything on there, but my personal Twitter feed, I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at different things taking place there. And the absolute shadow banning of President Trump. I mean, an overt banning of President Trump on Twitter. I don't know how or why people on the left and even some rhinos think that that's okay. Let's ban President Trump. And let me ask a question. If everything goes sideways and if Biden somehow is sworn in on the 20th, which I don't believe is going to happen, I believe that Donald Trump will be sworn in. I believe it's going to be a very messy process and an electoral process. But now with that, the Electoral College, now, folks, do you know why the left was so intent on calling the Electoral College racist and wanting to do away with the Electoral College? Have we forgot civics? Our civics lessons? Have we even taken them? Excuse me. I'm telling you right now, it's an incredible affront to our Constitution and our constitutional republic. Now, the Wisconsin, you know, all of these suits are taking place, like you heard on the audio or the video with General Flynn. Although there's still cases pending at the Supreme Court, there's different state suits. The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejects President Trump's suit. That was today. You have to expect this. I don't believe, in my view, I don't believe these attorneys are going into this expecting to win either on standing or unstanding, at least on standing. I believe that these judges are dismissing the cases on standing without even getting to the evidentiary or the merits of the case. So, having been involved at the periphery of the legal system in my profession, I can see where this, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I understand this, which is why the Supreme Court was a disappointment for Texas, but I don't think it was the end of everything any more than I think that if we lost the Supreme Court in terms of, we're going to go to break. How's that? We're going to go to break while we fix things. You're listening to the Hagman Report. Stay where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman Report. Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. It is the 14th of December, 2020. Of course, we just took a short break to fix the connectivity issues, which was on our side. And I want to apologize to my guests, John Moore, thelibertyman.com, and Sam Andrews from the Freedom Center. Folks, do me a favor. Bookmark thelibertyman.com and listen to the show. And Monday, today, earlier today, Sam Andrews was with John, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show. And every Monday, he's with John for the firearms free-for-all. And I like that. I like that, that back and forth between Sam and John. But in addition to that, do me a favor, folks. Sam does need our help. He's been on the program before, but he needs our help. He needs our support. Freedom Center USA is under attack. And he needs financial support to help him fight off lawsuits for legal fees. And consider this a defense fund, if you will, plea. So Freedom Center USA, I don't want to get that wrong, Eric. Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com. That's the PayPal address. Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com. And I know it's right before Christmas. But hey, you know what? Real quick before I bring my guests on, and I said that before, but the holidays are here. This year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket, pay off your credit card balances, and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll your high interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 is even as soon as the same day as you apply. This is a great service. I gotta tell you, it saved the bacon in many people I know. I've got testimonials out the wazoo from people I know who have done this and cut their payments down on a monthly basis in anywhere from $50 a month to hundreds. My niece, I think, was like $400 a month she's saving. And, you know, sometimes it just makes sense. So how do you do this? My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. Make sure we get that right. That's Lightstream, LightStream.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. Subject credit approval rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. I always wanted to do that disclaimer as fast as those people on TV. You know what I mean? Anyway, but Lightstream, do it. It's really cool. It'll save you money. And then you can support us and John Moore and Freedom Center. I'd be glad you did. All right, John, thank you, and Sam, thank you. I apologize for the connection problems. As I said on the outro last segment, so I'm just going to turn this over to you guys and let you talk because, man, you guys are the bomb. So let's bring you on, John and Sam.
Well, thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. I got audio now. Sounds like okay. Well, here we are, Monday, the 14th day of December. Today is the day of the Electoral College votes, which may end up being a non-issue. We shall see. All of us are disappointed that the Supreme Court did not accept the Texas lawsuit last week. There's a possibility it may be refiled. Now, after the Electoral College votes, they may have standing where they did not have standing before. We have Sidney Powell preparing lawsuits for the civil court, lawsuits plural, The president's legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani, same thing, one or more lawsuits for the Supreme Court. If all that fails, which is certainly a possibility, we have high-level respected people like General Mike Flynn advocating that the Insurrection Act be put in force and that the president does what he needs to do to prevent Joe Biden, who I believe this coming Friday the 18th will be named as a national security risk by the Director of National Security, him and Kamala Harris both. President's oath of office prevents him from allowing a national security risk to become president of the United States. He can't do that. He can't. And I don't believe he will. The next few weeks, days and weeks are going to determine what this republic does or does not do for the next century. That's how important this is. It's importance off the charts, crazy important.
You got that right.
Sam has been encouraging people to, and I support Sam's statements, encouraging people to prepare men to go to Washington, D.C. to correct this problem if necessary. If the courts don't work, if the president's unable to use the Insurrection Act to bring the rule of law to what's going on, then I support that. Hopefully that won't be necessary. If it is, I fully support that.
John, if I can ask you about that Insurrection Act. The September 2018 executive order giving the DNI or the intelligence agencies 45 days to investigate foreign interference, does that play into this at all?
Well, it does. And I think the 45 days is the 18th of this month, I believe.
Yep.
I'm not sure why they picked 45 days, but they did. So, yes.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing for somebody, you know, a radio talk or TV talk show host to talk about implementing the Insurrection Act. But when you get a three-star general saying it and another general, McInerney, I believe, as well, when it's time to stand up and pay attention. These are men who don't say such things without good reason. These are sane, sober men with a lot of experience with government. They know our Constitution. They know their oath of office. They know how serious this is, or they would not advocate such a thing. Of course, the president's aware of it. There's no doubt that he's aware of it. And there's also no doubt that President Trump began setting the trap 2 years ago to trap the Democrats. He knew what would be coming 2 years ago. And he's been putting in place everything he needs, replacing the Secretary of Defense with a former Green Beret. That's a big deal. Raising United States Special Operations Command to basically the same level as the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, reporting directly to the Secretary of Defense with no chain of command in between. That's a massive deal. For people that don't know, it truly is. And there's no precedence for that I'm aware of. All the pieces are put in place for President Trump to make use of the Insurrection Act if he needs to. Hopefully he won't, but if he needs to, all the pieces are put in place for him to do that. I think once the arrests start, they need to include everybody who's received money from China, which is going to be hundreds of people, both in the mass media as well as elected officials, maybe even people in prominent government areas.
Don't look at me. I don't even like Chinese food, so all right.
Well, that's where we are, Doug. We're at the precipice of major events taking place this week, next week, between now and January 20th. I don't know that things will even end January 20th. Most people that you and I know, Doug and Sam, we don't believe that the January 20th is the end. It's only the beginning. We simply don't know which direction it will go or how bad it will get beginning January 20th. If the new president is Donald Trump, it'll go one direction. If the new president is Joe Biden, it'll go a different direction. But they both have violence as part of the scenario, don't they, Sam?
Yes, that's likely. Hopefully we can avoid that by acting in an appropriate way long before any of that happens.
That's what needs to happen. I don't want to see violence come to the streets of America. No normal person does. It appears that Alexander Soros, who's actually running the show, not George Soros, he's a 90-year-old man, don't do that kind of work very much, but his son is running the show, paying the money, recruiting, training, and equipping the people who would do the violence, hoping that they would have a mass insurrection based on the starting point being the paid communists. And, of course, there's people who take advantage of any kind of discord to do looting and destroy property on their own, isn't there, Sam?
Yeah, that group is about to awaken a sleeping giant, and they better stay off the streets when we hit the streets. That's all I've got to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sam, if I can just ask, and John, I didn't catch the program from today. I apologize, but both of you, I mean, we have on HagmanReport.com, we've got the forensic report from Antrim County. President Trump won Antrim County, and they're challenging the results of Antrim County. That shows you that this is not about really the winner. This is about the integrity of the elections, but no one's hearing this because that's going to be censored on social media, on mainstream media won't touch it. What happened over the weekend with hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters and supporters of the free election. It's being downplayed, if covered at all. And we're being, and of course, you know, the Proud Boys are being blamed for hate crimes when in fact one or two got stabbed and by Antifa people, and the police, they arrest the Proud Boys. I said earlier in a long-winded approach to this that, you know, you call 911, ain't no one coming to help you. So what do we do? And our frustration is off the flipping charts, man. If you're a conservative, you gotta, I'm telling you, I got so many emails this weekend from people who are saying, what can we do? Well, this can't stand. So
that's right.
I'm going to just back up and, hey, fix the world. Help me fix the world.
Well, I think there's a lot we can do. First off, if you're not a male that owns a rifle, you can still call the White House and demand that the Insurrection Act be invoked and that we get a fair election. If you haven't done that already, you should. Now, the second thing that you need to understand is hope is not a strategy. Prayer, though necessary, is not a strategy. Okay? Prayer does not replace your responsibility to confront evil and to act. Okay? And these passive Christians need to get over themselves and understand that Christ confronted evil at every opportunity. And you need to be like Christ. You need to pray and you need to stand against evil at every opportunity. And I think it's important that we move in a coordinated effort. And one of the reasons I'm on today is to get people to start spreading the word. We're going to start moving around the country on January 2nd and 3rd to D.C. armed in large groups. Get with your local militia, get your large group together, and start moving to D.C. armed. Because on January 4th, we need to be in mass in D.C. armed, demanding, not asking, demanding that we get a peaceful resolution to these voter corruption issues, these election corruption issues, and that certain people be brought to trial and held to account. People like Bill Barr, people like Christopher Wray, people like Gina Haspel, all of the heads of all of these agencies that are charged with securing the United States that did absolutely nothing to secure this election or to expose any of this massive voter fraud. Now, you wonder why the media always portrays this as Russian disinformation. Why is it never Chinese disinformation? The Chinese have a spy network in the United States 20 times the size of the Russian spy network. The Chinese are a much bigger threat and a much bigger problem than Russia. But you never see the Democrats, you never see the media, you never see anyone that's bought and paid for by the Chinese say anything about the Chinese threat or the Chinese spy network. And that's because the foreign entity called China is absolutely complicit in funding this stolen election. What people haven't quite made the connection to yet is this is a Chinese takeover. This is a soft insurrection from the inside. And the people involved in it are either Chinese or they're paid by the Chinese in so many ways. And if you don't believe that's possible, explain to me why Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese agent for 8 years and was still allowed to be on the Intel committee. We have China influence all over the place. Our universities, our representatives that are supposed to be representing our interests are actually representing the interests of China. What a lot of people don't know is the whole Bundy Ranch thing, that whole land grab was a Chinese deal that went bad.
What?
Absolutely. They needed land. They needed land for land mitigation and for minerals.
Well, I knew that, but how did the China? It's like maybe I just fall off the turnip truck, but how does the
Harry Reid's Harry Reid's chief of staff, Neil Cornsey, got promoted to the head of the BLM, the director of BLM? Harry Reid's son formed 7 different shell corporations to make dirty deals with the BLM to buy land for China and make deals with China pennies on the dollar by stealing them away from ranchers and American citizens and then dealing the land to China, these Chinese corporations. I mean, as you look at this, and you look at these land grabs and these dirty deals by people in the federal government, China's all over these things. The Ferguson riots, all of the burning that happened in Ferguson, every business, every building that was burnt was inside the territory of this 2012 Ferguson development plan, paid for and sponsored by the Chinese. I mean, you just go from one bad rub to another in the United States of America, and China is at the bottom of it. And these politicians are bought and paid for by China. There's Republicans with huge Chinese interests, not just the Democrats. And people better wise up quick and realize hope is not a strategy at this point. We need a coordinated effort. We all need to move on the same days. If you're out west, you probably want to start moving on the 1st or the 2nd. If you're in the Midwest, the 3rd. And plan on being in D.C. on December 4th. We are going to make our presence felt, and we need to. And you need to be smart enough to travel in large groups armed. Police don't want a fair fight. If you travel in groups of 4, they'll surround you with 15, 20 policemen at gunpoint and take your guns and arrest you on some bogus charge, which will be a 242 violation, you know, false denial of rights under the color of law kind of thing. But that's how the police operate. That's why you see Proud Boys being arrested, but you don't see Antifa being arrested. All this stuff is manipulated. And the only way to prevent your own personal manipulation is to travel in large enough groups armed that the policemen don't want to fight. And, you know, sometimes you just have to tell policemen that don't have the spine to stand up against the defund the police crowd is, hey, no worries. We'll take care of your problem for you. Just stand aside, you know. And that's what we need to do. And people need to move en masse. And you need to get your act together. You've got about 2 weeks to get your groups together and move to D.C. And we need to put an end to this corruption.
Wow. John?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Well, I agree with Sam. The corruption needs to end. It's, this information about Ferguson I had not heard before. I heard very quickly that the damaged and destroyed property was set for redevelopment. Today's the first I heard the Chinese were behind it. I had no idea until this very moment. And of course, I did a live updates every day while Sam was protecting property up there in Ferguson and others, residents and so forth. But this is new and shocking information, Sam, that the Chinese were funding the redevelopment in that area where all those buildings burned. What's the current status of all that? I have no idea what's going up in Ferguson. Is it development going forward?
Well, they've been trying to run the small business men and women out of Ferguson so that this Chinese corporation could take over and handle the development of this area. And, you know, for those of you that think I'm joking or just kidding about this stuff, I was in Ferguson on top of the Savoy building. And I got a call on the radio, Sam, come down. There's a woman down here that wants to talk to you. And I said, who is it? Well, she says her name's Patty Burns. She claims she's the Democratic township leader of this area. I said, okay, I'll be down in a minute. I got down off the roof. I went down to talk to Patty, and she said, you need to look at the 2012 development plan. I said, well, why is that? She says, you need to pin the location of every building that was burnt to the ground last night. And I said, okay, why? And she said, because the Democrats have a deal with the Chinese corporation to develop this land. They've been trying to run the small business people out of there for years. And I said, okay, so you're the Democratic township leader? Why are you telling me this? Why am I hearing this from you if you're a Democrat? She said, they burnt my sister out in her small business and I've had enough. And so we did. We drove around and we charted, and sure enough, every building that had burnt to the ground was right in the borders of that development area. But see, people have got to realize there is not only foreign influence in our politics, foreign influence in our elections, corruption everywhere, but the Chinese are at the bottom of 95% of it. This is a Chinese coup. And they don't have to come in with troops if they can buy our politicians and steal our elections. They could take it peacefully and make a ton of money doing it.
All right. That's okay, so the 2012 development plan property was destroyed in the Ferguson riots, and it's rather interesting, but not so are you saying that the businesses, the buildings were burnt, the property was burnt, destroyed for the purposes of redevelopment, or, you know, the invigoration or the reinsertion of Chinese interest in those buildings and properties?
Yep. Ooh. That's exactly right.
And I know, John, you were on top of all that. I mean.
Well, as much as I could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. This behind the scenes stuff, that's, you know, it's pretty incredible. But now that we know more about the Chinese and what they've been doing for years, going back to Eric Swalwell, there's a strong belief, and the evidence points to the Chinese doing the same thing to several thousand men and women, just like Eric Swalwell, getting their hands on them when they're in a city council or run for a minor office, thinking that these people may become a U.S. rep or a U.S. senator in the future. So they got control of them at an early age, at an early time. And they maintain control, apparently, all those years. The Chinese think decades in advance, and they'll spend as much time and spend as much money as they need to achieve their goals. And we're just now peeling back the layers of this, Doug, and finding out how insidious the Chinese have been for quite a few years to place their people in important positions. Even if it takes years, no matter how much money it takes, they just go about the business of doing it, Doug.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And Sammy mentioned this about Swalwell being on the House Intelligence Committee. Right?
Intelligence Committee.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. Right. And having an affair with a Chinese spy. I mean, really, I'll tell you what, this is why, in my view, this is why a constitutional republic such as ours was only meant to be led by moral individuals, moral people, people with morals, because you can't have this. There's just no way. And go ahead. I'm I'm not going to go further with that.
That's okay, Doug. You're absolutely on target there. Well, Sam says, and I agree with him, our job today is to wake people up, let them know that the time to get ready for whatever comes is right now in our face. For men that are armed and have arms and are trained in the use of arms, this may be the time when they need to be working with their county sheriff. The county sheriff, of course, is the statutory and traditional leader of the county militia. And I encourage people to do that, to work with their county sheriff. If that sheriff is willing to take on the task, I know here in Missouri, many sheriffs have taken on that task, and some have avoided it. And that's just the way it is.
But okay, John, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what I heard Sam say, and Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying, okay, we've got militias, plural, or we've got groups. We're going to D.C. We're going to be armed, and we're going to demand that justice be done. And that's coming. I mean, you got the keys in the ignition, and you got the bag packed. You're ready to go. Is this what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. And so it's important to note that what you don't want to do is react. Okay, you don't want to be reacting in some off-the-cuff way, you know, and not in a coordinated way. You want to be prepared so that your response is a prepared, well-thought-out response. And so I've told a number of my friends, this is not the militia going to D.C. to take over the government. That is a misnomer. What this is concerned Americans concerned about election fraud, traveling to D.C., exercising their First and their Second Amendment rights at the same time. They'll tell you you can't do that, by the way. They'll tell you you can't exercise your First Amendment rights and your Second Amendment rights. And you certainly can't exercise your Second Amendment rights in D.C. You know, well, you can and you will if you want to save this republic. And you have to have enough spine, you know, just like when the policemen surrounded us in Ferguson, I looked at them and I said, you can't make us leave. You don't have the firepower. And you know what you're doing is illegal. And you know what we are doing is totally legal. And you're on private property with no warrant. And they tried to say we were illegally conducting a security operation without a security license. All of that stuff is 242 violations. If you want to read U.S. Code 242, it talks about denying someone's rights under the color of law. In other words, under a false pretense that they're breaking the law and you're going to deny them their rights. This government in the current state is famous for that. And basically, you've got to stand there armed, look them in the eye, and go, not this time. And you need to get out of the way. You'll either leave standing or you'll leave horizontal, but you need to leave. Because we will not be deterred. And I'm telling you, if we get 500,000 armed people in D.C., the police are going to have a whole different attitude about whether they want to attack us or not. Because if they decide to get aggressive, if they decide to be the provocateurs, like they try to in many occasions, they are going to get a hard lesson in the Karachi rule. And then maybe they need it. I don't know.
Karachi rule?
Yeah.
What's that?
Mark Karachi was a famous Navy SEAL, and he was famous for four or five sayings when he trained Navy SEALs. One of them was the Karachi rule of asymmetrical warfare. And the crude, harsh version of that goes a little bit like this. You may think you're the baddest bear in the woods, and you might actually be the baddest bear in the woods. But when a million fire ants jump your ass, you're dead. And see, this is the thing about government. They're a paper tiger. There aren't enough FBI, CIA, IRS, blah, blah, blah agents in this country to handle 500,000 armed men in D.C. And we need to communicate with Flynn and with Trump and let them know that we're there in support of them in support of their move to invoke the Insurrection Act. And we need to demand that people like Bill Barr and Christopher Wray and Gina Haspel and all these seventh-floor clowns at the FBI get removed and tried. And they either get tried for dereliction of duty, or if there's any ties with them to the Chinese, it's treason. And we hang them high in a tree, and we video it and let the whole world see what happens to people that commit election fraud in our country. We hold our honest elections sacrosanct. There is no more important platform for a republic than an honest election. And if you won't fight for that, you won't fight for anything.
Wow. He's not wrong, John.
If we don't fight here,
right. Go ahead.
If this election is allowed to stand with Joe Biden being the winner, we are done as a republic. We're finished. And all my hillbilly neighbors know it. Sam knows it. You know it. I know it. We're done as a republic if this fraudulent election is allowed to stand. It can't be allowed to stand.
I'll ask both of you, but directly to Sam, is this kind of your clarion call to arms? Again, peaceful arms. This is not about, as you said, this is not about overthrowing anything. This is about making your position known. Is this your clarion call today to members of?
Go ahead. You betcha. 100%. That we can't wait any longer, and I'll tell you why. Because the Democrats have promised gun confiscation by February 15th.
Yes.
The Biden crime family cannot be allowed to take control. Because you put the Biden crime family in charge of the White House, watch them steal the Senate elections in Georgia, watch that happen. They'll steal a presidential election, stealing one state Senate election's a piece of cake. Okay, if you let them get away with stealing a presidential election, there's nothing they won't do. And we are no longer in a country that has representative government. We are in a country that is ruled by Chinese-funded tyrants. And we got to stop it, and we got to stop it now.
How many people do you think that really, and I ask this with all due respect, how many people do you think will put their Second Amendment rights where their mouth is? And I respectfully ask that question because there are a lot of people out there that say, oh, yeah, let's do it. And then when it's time to do it, they say, well, you know, gee, I got to go shopping, or whatever.
There were 50,000 in Virginia. You know, and the funny thing is, if we all move at the same time, they don't have enough resources to stop us. That's why it has to be done in a coordinated way. Okay? We all have to move on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We need to be in D.C. on the 4th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Are you going to coordinate it? And I'm asking, are you the coordinator of this, or is there someone else that should be? I mean, how, for people who want to get involved in this, and John, you know, I don't know whether this is the first year you're hearing about this, but for the people who want to take part in this, who do they contact?
Contact your friends with rifles and tell them to join you. That's who you contact. And then you get a map and you drive to D.C., But you know, each individual is going to have to make their own decision on whether or not they want their children and grandchildren to grow up under a free America, or they want their children and grandchildren to grow up under Chinese tyrants.
You have
a choice.
Yeah, you're not coordinating other groups. You're coordinating your group, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is each individual has to understand that there are thousands of people around the country that have made the individual choice to go to D.C. And you need to join them. You need to make an individual choice, you know, and you need to be an American and stop talking like one and start acting like one.
Well, agreed.
There is no mechanism by which we fix this if the Biden crime family takes over the White House. And let's talk about what that means. That means stay-at-home orders. That means mandatory mask orders. That means gun confiscation. That means mandatory vaccine orders, all of which the federal government has absolutely no constitutional authority to do, but you're going to see it happen, and you're going to see people capitulate to this. You're going to see all kinds of things happen that you never even dreamed of. They've already destroyed over 250,000 small businesses in the United States of America. If you don't stand up now, you will not recognize America June 1st of 2021. There will be no republic. You will likely not have a job. You will likely not have a way to fund your family, your food, your mortgage, your insurance costs. They are going to weaken this economy because they need to weaken the economy to weaken the U.S. military. And it just the whole scheme of theirs is about destroying the middle class, destroying the economy, thereby weakening the military and taking over from the inside out. China has written stated goals of world domination, and like John stated, they're very careful, patient, with a long-term interest, and they have infected thousands of areas of the United States with their spies and with their manipulators.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. And John, I'm going to kick it back to you because I think at this point, you know, we've been talking week by week about the destruction of small businesses, the lockdowns, the masks, the capitulation, as Sam said. And I think, John, I think obviously he's not wrong.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, personally, I'm looking for some leadership in this myself. I'm looking for people like Mike Flynn at a national level to provide some leadership for people to have a rallying point and some organization of this.
Oh, you can bet by what Sam just said. I can guarantee you. You can bet this will get some play, and I guarantee you, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn will be aware of this. I promise you that.
Okay. Well, like I say, we need some leadership at the top level, so people have some coordination and some structure to what's going on. I was in Washington, D.C. I've been there a number of times, but most recently September of last year. And it's a great place, beautiful place. If 500,000 men show up that are armed without structure and leadership, it would be chaos on the part of those men. They need structure and they need leadership to do this properly. And that's what I'm looking for.
So that's the Sam, right? I mean, that goes back to the question I asked you, Sam. Are you going to be taking part in kind of any type of coordination, or are you just going to grab your group and go and look for support, look for others?
Well, I think you'll see those questions answered here within a week. But John is correct. There needs to be leadership. We all need to be on the same page, and that page should be really simple. We're American citizens concerned about election fraud and the stolen election. So that's first. Second is we want accountability to these federal agencies run by criminals. People like Comey, you know, people like Haspel. All of these people that had a duty to protect our election. Do you realize the NSA has every bit of information that they need to convict people of election fraud, the major actors in this election fraud? The NSA has every speck of information they need to make that happen. What have they done? Why are they silent? Why is the FBI silent? Why has Christopher Wray discovered no election fraud? The FBI needs to be disbanded. The FBI has done nothing but cover up the crimes of Chinese-sponsored Democrats. Think about that for a minute. Our own FBI. Not only have they done that, but they tried to, the FBI was complicit in a coup attempt to try and take Donald Trump down, the duly elected president of the United States. So we are at the point in this country now where we have got to get rid of these corrupt regimes inside the federal government. They need to go away. They need to be disbanded, and the people running them need to be arrested and hung. I mean, this is nothing short of treason. No, and now that we have evidence of Chinese involvement in the steal and Chinese funding of the steal, these people, their crimes have just risen to the level of treason. We're past election fraud. We're dealing with straight up treason.
I agree. And John, I think you and I have talked about this Mondays.
We have.
You know,
Loss as far as nothing new. They've been doing it in Chicago for decades. We know that. But when you have foreign money and foreign powers involved, that's what makes it treason. And that's in fact what we're dealing with. The Dominion Software Company was bought about 30 days before the election by a majority interest by the Chinese. We know that. That seems to be a proven fact. Every place you start peeling back layers of the onion, you keep bumping into Chinese people and Chinese money. That's what makes it treason, as opposed to corrupt Chicago politicians just doing what they've been doing for decades without foreign money and foreign influence. That's just routine, not that it's a small thing, routine corruption at the city level. But we're way past that here. This involves foreign actors, foreign money, and treason against the interests of the United States or America. That's in fact what's going on here, Doug.
And you're right. UBS, there was a $400,000 from the Chinese Communist Chinese Party to for the purchase, I believe it was, for the bankrupt, was it Smartmatic or Dominion? I'm not sure which one of those two, so don't hold me to that. But the Communist Chinese Party controls UBS. They control Dominion. There's other parties and companies implicated as well, but you've got foreign money. You got Venezuela, architecture of the software used. You got China influencing or putting money into this, and then you've got Soros, Alexander, as you mentioned, Sam. That I will also state you've got Facebook capitulating to the Communist Chinese model of censorship, as well as Twitter. But Facebook, they threw in $400 or $400 million. As much as the federal government into the key areas themselves, Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan, I think is his wife. Gotta say, this is looking pretty bad for them. So, Sam, go ahead.
Well, it's hard for people to believe, but it's 100% verifiable that the Chinese have created a very coordinated attack on our election. From social media to mainstream media to politicians sleeping with agents. I mean, who wanted to impeach Trump? Who pushed the impeachment of Trump? Wasn't it Swalwell on the Intel committee? The same guy sleeping with a Chinese whore?
He was one of them. He was one of them.
You know, and at what point do we go enough? You know, stop it. And it's time. And it's important that we respond in a coordinated, level-headed, peaceful way. And, you know, like I said, people will tell you, you can't exercise your First and Second Amendment rights at the same time. Well, who believes that garbage? There's nothing wrong with demonstrating in Washington, D.C. with a rifle on a sling. You keep that thing pointed at the ground. You don't threaten anybody with it, right? And you tell people in no uncertain terms, you bring us these criminals. We'll give them a trial by jury, but you bring us these criminals. And, unfortunately, Trump appointed some of these people. They were terrible picks. Bill Barr that still baffles me to this day why he would choose Bill Barr.
And you know, the sad part about this, and John, you know this, and Sam, I know you know this, the FBI, Department of Justice, they've got the election a specific division for election fraud. It'd be like our investigative company having a special part of the company for, oh, I don't know, insurance fraud or for whatever. So, but there's no movement. And even when you take the private intel or private security group like ASOG verifying that the vote was manipulated. And in fact, in the county where Donald Trump won, but that negates everything. So, wow. Yeah. This is like, like you said, and John, folks, John Moore, theLibertyMan.com. Go to that website, bookmark that website, please, and support John and what he does, his endeavors, and listen to his show. By the way, Sam is both of you guys doing this marathon radio and television today. The web presence for John Moore at libertyman.com. Support John. Support Sam. And by the way, Sam's Freedom Center USA, it's freedomcenterusa777@gmail.com. Support him because he's under attack. And now you know why. When you speak the truth, of course, you're going to get attacked, as we've been too. But there it is there on your screen, Freedom Center USA777@gmail.com, and as well on libertyman.com. And the links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. So, okay, I didn't mean to – I just wanted to make sure people understood who we were talking to and what was – so, John, I'm going to kick it back to you because I think this is kind of a wow moment for everyone listening, I would assume. And now is the time for all good men – to come to the aid of her country, their country.
Absolutely. Well, I was telling Sam at my show earlier today that yesterday I was able to be a spectator at the of the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps in St. Charles, Missouri. Youngsters, 17 and younger, boys and girls, with authentic 1812 Army uniforms, playing the fife and drums. Very patriotic. I'll be getting that music from Bumper Music here on my show here in the next week or so. But it was very moving to see youngsters that take the time to learn these instruments, play these instruments, march down the street, playing the patriotic songs from 1812, Yankee Doodle and others. They even did some Christmas carols with fife and drum, believe it or not. I see hope when I see youngsters that are doing that, Doug. They're not all playing video games with their thumbs. They actually do have some worthwhile activities despite all the roadblocks put in their way. Neither one of my grandchildren, the younger two, the twins, 14-year-olds, have been to school yet this year. They haven't been to school this year up in Metro Seattle. My youngest grandson had to travel 5 hours one way to go to a wrestling tournament over the weekend. In the extreme eastern part of Washington State where they still think normal and don't wear a mask and don't do the silly stuff in western Washington. The Chinese flu is destroying our country, Doug. That's the point. People are scared.
It's a response.
Wearing masks.
It's a response.
They serve no purpose.
No.
Right.
I mean, look, there is, okay, so we do have this virus. But I suppose it's the response by the leftist Democrats. I mean, look at Cuomo, for crying out loud. Look at Cuomo. Come on, man. Look at Cuomo.
Well, we're seeing a dramatic increase in bacterial pneumonia. These masks create the ideal, scientifically perfect environment for bacteria to grow and thrive, a warm, moist environment right in front of your nose and mouth. Where the whatever bacteria is there grows and thrives, and you inhale it, and you get a bacterial pneumonia, a dramatic increase in bacterial pneumonia. The mask serves no purpose other than control and making people sick. Social distancing, that I verified this. A 14-year-old daughter of somebody involved with the National Health Service did a high school term paper where she came up with this 6-foot social distancing thing, which has no basis in science or reality or medicine, is simply the thoughts of a bright 14-year-old girl who thought she was doing the right thing. Well, Doug, if you sneeze or cough, that virus will travel 90 feet, not 5.5 feet, and drop to the ground. 90 feet. these particles. And Sam mentioned this at lunch the other day. I had lunch with Sam and his lovely wife. And he says, John, the virus is 1 micron. The mask filters down to 10 microns. So you may as well try to, as the saying goes, try to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. But it is, it's a form of control. People are scared. The combination of fear and ignorance is a powerful combination. And that's where we are, Doug, nationwide. We're literally destroying the nation with fear and ignorance. And it's time for it to end. I hope that once this election is over and the president's reinstalled, that he'll call in for this. He'll fire Fauci and Birx with her little scarves that she wears and put some real scientists in there that will do the right thing for the right reasons when it comes to any disease. The connections of Fauci to the Chinese and Chinese money and making money on this thing are just well established and well known. The man needs to be not only fired, but he needs to be arrested for involvement in the Chinese flu coming to this country in the first place. It appears that he helped develop the Chinese flu at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and took it to the Chinese for the final development, which was illegal in this country and legal in China. I believe it all plays hand in glove with the election. The Chinese flu was developed and released with a purpose. The purpose was to cause a perceived need for mail-in ballots. Without the perceived need, that never would have happened, and we wouldn't be sitting here on the day the Electoral College votes, pondering how it's going to go. We know how it's going to go. The president will lose. All because of the Chinese flu that Fauci had a direct involvement in creating it in the first place. In fact, it was within a few weeks of President Trump taking office that Fauci announced at a gathering he was speaking at that there would be a terrible disease released during the Trump administration.
Eventually,
well, he wasn't guessing. He wasn't predicting. He was saying something he knew would happen because he was going to make it happen. And that's Fauci. The man needs to be arrested. And Birx, I don't know what her involvement, but she probably needs to be arrested too.
But, you know, to borrow a phrase from Steve Bannon, I don't want to bury the lead here. And that's a phrase, again, you know, with all respect to Steve Bannon. The lead here in this, as I'm hearing this, is we've got Sam Andrews saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to take this anymore. And we are going armed to Washington, D.C. When, Sam? You're going to be there on the 4th?
Need to be there on the 4th.
Okay, that's the lead.
4th of January.
All right. So what I'm hearing, and John, and
that's 3 weeks from today.
3 weeks from today. So what this is, folks, is a call. I don't want to misrepresent what this is. This is a call to arms, but peaceably to go to. I mean, how long are you going to stay, Sam? I mean, what's the objective is to make your redresses known.
We're not going to just make our redresses known. We're going to demand quick fixes to this stuff. We're going to get some things done and done quickly. And they can choose whether we do that peacefully or otherwise. But we're going to remind them that we're not asking, we're telling you, and here's your time frame. Now move. And you know, what these fools in DC don't realize is that when you piss off enough American men, and if you're not angry by now, you're probably not even alive on the inside. All of the things that our fathers and grandfathers fought for, our uncles died for, all of the things, the freedoms that we've had in this country are all about to drop off a cliff, never to be seen again. When Ronald Reagan said, this is the last bastion of freedom on earth. If we lose it here, there's nowhere to go. You better understand what Reagan meant. And we're about to lose everything. And so we need to go to D.C. in support of our president, but with an understanding that the government does not care when you protest unarmed. If they think they have a monopoly on violence, they will laugh at you when you protest. But if you demonstrably show them that they will not have a monopoly on violence if they don't pay attention, all of a sudden they get interested in making a few changes. Usually the minimum amount necessary. But we're going to make some big changes. And we're going to extract specific criminals from office. And we're going to demand a free and fair election. And there is nothing unlawful about that. It is your constitutional duty to show up and help make that happen. And let's hope that General Flynn and McInerney and all of these guys get involved and make this a coordinated effort so that the whole world can see that Americans care about the truth, that Americans love their children and grandchildren, and that Americans will not tolerate fraud in their elections.
How long have you thought this out? I mean, because to me, look, I'm behind you, and I'm not going to speak for John, but I'm behind you 100%. I think that the time has come where we the people need to stop talking and start doing, you know. And as you said earlier, hope is not a strategy, and prayer, although it's necessary, is not a substitute for action. I believe that. So this is the action right now that you're talking about, and that's an armed march on Washington, D.C., with the intent on making certain that our government, our elected, the people who work for us, do the right things according to the Constitution. You're not trying to overthrow anybody. You're not trying to overthrow the government.
No, we're extracting a few Chinese-sponsored criminals from their unlawful positions, and we're going to demand a free and fair election.
Okay, and I think
we don't want to overthrow the republic. The republic's fine. It's the criminals running certain sections of the republic that are the problem, and we need to be like laser-like in extracting the criminals from government.
And I totally agree with you on this, because I look at this and yeah, my question, and John, you and I have spoken so many weeks about, well, you know, where's Barr? Where's Ray? Where, you know, where's the Justice Department? Where's Durham? Durham's a special prosecutor. Oh, isn't that cute? Don't forget, trust the plan. Well, there's no plan. There is no plan. This is a plan. That's not a plan. You know, whatever the plan, this is a plan. Because Sam, I'm just going to say this regardless. I think that, it's going to leave a mark on history if you do this.
It has to be done. There will be no United States of America if you allow the Biden crime family, who are bought and paid for by the Chinese government, to take over the United States.
I agree. And John, you and I, weeks upon weeks, have talked about the crud, you know, associated with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, right, and stuff, you know. But okay, I'm, how can we help you again, Sam? Let's go back to this. How can the average person listening to this, and when I say average, if you're listening to this, you're watching this, you're not average. We show up in Washington, D.C. in support of your agenda, right? Armed, ready to do business. But if there's a small group of guys, can they contact you, or can they contact someone else? I mean, I know you're looking for larger leadership, a la Michael Flynn, or,
well, people like the Virginia Militia Alliance. The militias in Virginia will be key on this. The militias in mid to upstate New York. The truck drivers, I mean, we need every truck driver out there headed to D.C. on the 2nd or 3rd. I mean, we need a show of force, the bikers, the truckers. If you're an E7, E8, E9, you're mature enough and smart enough to understand your oath to the Constitution. You may not have understood it when you were an E1, but you understand it now. You guys need to get your act together and follow your oath and defend this Constitution. Don't pretend like you've got something better to do. We're about to lose the whole republic. And so we need every Marine, every Army sergeant, every trucker, every biker, every small businessman, don't make excuses. You've got to be ready to move, and we've got to do it on the same day. The FBI will freak the F out when they realize they may have to start tracking 400,000 to a million people all headed to D.C.
Yeah, I can see that. John,
they don't have the resources. They don't have the manpower. They don't have. And you know what? FBI, guess what? You're one of the biggest problems in the United States of America. And you know what? And don't give me this, oh, we've got really good FBI agents at the lower levels, all this stuff. Well, so what? What have you done with your corrupt leadership? What have you done since the exposure, the lies to the FISA court, the harassment of people? Like, take this trucker, for example, the whistleblower that hauled 264,000 illegal ballots that had been filled out in the state of New York and loaded on his truck and hauled them to Pennsylvania. What did the FBI do? Did they investigate to figure out who filled out these ballots in New York? No, they did nothing but harass this whistleblower and his family. That's your current FBI, people. Don't make excuses for these younger agents. They've done nothing to deal with the corruption in their own organization. And they'll do nothing but follow orders and harass people doing lawful things. You don't think so? Go look at my interview with Ben Swan in Ferguson, where three FBI snipers set up in a house across from the firehouse and police station and started pointing their sniper weapon systems at us. You know what I found out 2 weeks ago? I had a state trooper who was a sniper for the Missouri State Police for 10 years tell me that the Department of Justice asked them to shoot the guys on the rooftops in Ferguson. And you know why they didn't shoot us? Because the Missouri snipers that were on post on top of the firehouse looked at our gear and looked at my men and said, holy crap, they're better armed than we are. We're not starting a gunfight with those guys.
That was the only reason?
They didn't want to start a shooting war with us.
Well, the rule of law, I think, should come in there somewhere also, not just their own lives.
Well, it should, but here's the problem. That at least they were wise enough to say, no, we're not going to start a violent encounter with people that are armed better than we are. At least they had enough sense to say that. Which brings up my original point is when you move to D.C., you got to move with enough people and enough force that they're not willing to jump into a fight with you guys. Moving in groups of 4 to 8 people is not enough. You better be at least 2 platoon-sized elements moving together in a coordinated way. And you better move lawfully. Don't be speeding. Don't be doing stupid stuff, changing lanes without a turn signal. Don't be doing any of that dumb stuff. Follow the law, get yourself to D.C. legally, and let's fix this corruption.
And there it is. I think that's a responsible way to say this and to put out that call to action. Look, this is nothing illegal. In fact, this is mandatory. If I'm going to sit here and put my mouth behind a microphone, and John, I think you're the same way, you know, this is easy. This is relative to what Sam is doing and talking about. This is easy. This is nothing. This is just yipping and trying to convince other people about what the truth is. But what I hear Sam talking about and what he is leading the charge with, and I use that, Sam, because right now, because you're the only one that has come out and said, look, we need to do this. That's the hard part. That's going to tell the men from the boys, right? That's going to tell the people who are serious, or separate the people who are serious from those who are just talkers and doers.
Yeah, we're about to find out who the people are that talk like Americans and who the people are that act like Americans. But you know what? If you're a woman listening to this program, I want you to understand when your husband loses his job or when – let's say you're single and you lose your job, okay? and you can't afford your rent, or you can't afford your house payment, you can't afford to feed your kids, you're going to wish you had motivated every American male you knew to pick up a rifle and meet us in D.C. on January 4th. Because what's going to happen in the next 6 months is going to be horrific on multiple levels. We cannot, under any circumstances, allow the Biden crime family to take over this country. What you're doing is you're giving the keys to our republic to a Chinese communist regime. And that can be proven. Those links, that's not conspiracy theory. That's not conjecture. That's a fact. Remember Biden's son claiming, oh, I've never taken a dime from the Chinese. Well, it's since come out that he took over $5 million from one Chinese entity tied to the Chinese communist military. People need to understand what's at stake. You can't hide from this. You may think you can hide from this. But you know what? As much as you love your man, as much as you love your kids, as much as you hate corruption, that's all fine and good. But to stand and do nothing while the Chinese communists take over your country and destroy your economy and destroy your job and destroy your ability to live, that's insanity. Don't do it. Take action now while the fix is doable. At least we can fix it if we move now. You wait another 3 months, and the only way to fix it will be a shooting war. We won't be able to fix this peacefully.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing. I think that all routes, if we don't do something peaceably now, there will, and I've said this, and John said this many times, if there's not a peaceable solution, there's going to be a bloody one later. Because we might as well manage our affairs accordingly. And I support a peaceful, legal First and Second Amendment march on Washington, armed people, armed patriots, January 4th. And Sam Andrews is saying, look, we can't let this go. So Sam, on the flip side of this, and John too, but on the flip side of this, Sam, what would cause you to say, what, if anything, would be the remedy where you would say, okay, we're not needed in Washington on the 4th? What would have to happen to cause you to say we're not needed?
Well, it's real simple. When the government takes away all legal recourse for a redress of grievance, when they take away any ability to get complaints responded to in a legal, peaceful way, like let's say the Supreme Court refuses to hear the evidence. The Supreme Court has original jurisdiction on this election fraud state-to-state complaint. They completely ignored their duty as a Supreme Court by not hearing this lawsuit from Texas, enjoined by 18 other states' attorneys generals and 104 or 105 congressmen. And so here's the thing. When the government takes away every legal, peaceful means you have to get a grievance dealt with, you get what you paid for at that point. God help you, Supreme Court, if you don't find a way to do your job between now and January 4th, I pray for you.
Okay. And I do as well. And I think you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And John and Sam, it's interesting because if you are listening to this and you think, wow, this is pretty drastic. Well, first of all, our founders were not wimps and wussies. Okay. This is what they did. Well, actually, they went a little further than that, but this is how this kind of, in my view, how this kind of came about, 1776. And everyone says, you know, the answer to 1984 is 1776. Of course, that going back to the InfoWars platform and Alex Jones, but they're not wrong. If you think that, folks, if you think this is radical, the representative from from New Jersey, and I can't, what is it, Parse, I don't, I don't want to say, I have to find his name, is asking Pelosi not to seat the 100-and-some-odd elector or 100-and-some-odd House members who signed on to the lawsuit, the Supreme Court lawsuit, the Texas lawsuit. Did you hear that, John? Did you hear
yep.
that? I mean, that's
I did.
Citing an obscure, well, not obscure, but a law from 1870 or post Civil War law that post Reconstruction or Reconstruction law.
Well, you know, Doug, we haven't talked about this, but a lot of people aren't aware of this. Several of the whistleblowers in Michigan and one in Wisconsin have been attacked, shot at.
In Molotov cocktailed house.
One of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I think just here recently in the past 24 hours, one of the whistleblowers actually took a bullet. I think they're still alive. But if you have any questions about what kind of evil we're up against, ask why the whistleblowers on election fraud are being shot in the streets. Why they're being attacked walking out of their homes. While Molotovs are being thrown through their windows. We are dealing with a level of evil and an attempted takeover in this country that is hard for a good human being to imagine. And I'll go back to the passive Christian argument and call it BS. Jesus Christ made his own scourge and went into the temple and turned over the money changers' tables and drove them out with a scourge. Be more like Christ. Confront evil. Stop making excuses. Man up.
John, I agree.
Yes, sir.
I agree, brother. I agree with Sam. And I think this, something has to be done. And I think this is a something. And I think it's a big something. And I think it's a...
Well, it's the last ditch effort. The president still has the remedies we discussed earlier. With Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and the last thing before we go to Washington as armed citizens would be the Insurrection Act and the active duty military to do the things that need to be done. I believe President Trump will use the Insurrection Act if he needs to. That would be the most efficient way and the best way to end this quickly with the least amount of bloodshed. And of course, something we haven't talked about is the involvement of Antifa and Black Lives Matter in all this. They're already getting active again in Portland. I believe that no later than January 20th, they will be active again in the streets of Washington, D.C., and possibly 20-plus American cities, destroying property and taking lives. That will have to be addressed as well. There's been some discussion about the president activating National Guard in various states. Some states it may work, other states it may not. The blue states could be problematic with President Trump activating National Guard, which leaves the active duty military. Their active duty military is reluctant to be used against Americans, but if they have no choice, they will do so. They have in the past, and they will again in the future, if given no choice, because preserving innocent life and property is a good thing for any American, active duty military or not. And that's what they would be doing, would be preserving innocent human life and protecting property. It would be a sad state of affairs, but as opposed to losing the republic, it would have to be done, Doug. I see no choice.
I'm trying to find alternatives. I can't. And I think this is a watershed moment, and I'm not trying to, you know, be hyperbolic here, but I think what Sam Andrews is doing, and folks, well, Sam, if I can put your email on the show description if people want to email you with questions or, you know, anything. Can they do that?
Yeah, they can send me an email. I'm not answering a lot of emails right now because I'm working about 18 hours a day. And, you know, if your name is Alex Jones, call me. We have some coordination to do. If you run a militia, call me. I'll put you in touch with the right people. You know, we've got to get our act together. We all got to get on the same page. And we've got to take the mainstream media's demonization of Americans away from them. This isn't a militia going to D.C. This isn't, you know, patriots going to D.C. This is Americans concerned about stolen elections and election fraud and government corruption. American citizens concerned about the presidential election that was stolen by a bunch of Chinese-sponsored communists. And that's it. It's that simple. And we need to keep it simple. And there should be Democrats. There should be Libertarians. There should be Independents. There should be Republicans. The Republicans have been phenomenally quiet on all this election fraud.
Yeah.
You think they might have paid to play with the Dominion scheme?
Oh, yeah.
People like Blunt. People like that clown Rubio in Florida. You know, these people, why are the Republicans so quiet? Why are these senators, these powerful senators, so quiet on all this election fraud? I'll tell you why. They're probably involved in it. That's why they won't stand up and object to it. They want this whole thing to go away as quickly as possible before we really look into who's benefiting from all of these electronic voting machines and who receives what money, who's paying to play to guarantee a win in their state. You know, this is a lot bigger problem than a lot of people realize. And it's not just a Democrat problem. The Chinese have bought Republicans too. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And we need to be aware of this stuff. And we need some laws that control the media that's in bed with the Chinese that are promoting all of these lies. Big tech, big media, we got some adjusting to do, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, you know, you're listening to Sam Andrews and John Moore. This, to me, is, again, is a watershed moment. I don't use that term. I don't want to make this seem trite, but what Sam Andrews is doing here, and Sam appears on John's show every Monday, but Sam is a very well-experienced individual. What he's doing is he's calling together the men of this country specifically to appear in Washington, D.C., armed to send a message to the people in D.C. that, hey, we're here to ask you to do your jobs. And if we're not going to do it, and I don't want to misrepresent what you're doing, Sam, so stop me if I screw this up, but if you're not going to do your jobs, then you know, who's going to do it? Well, are you going to make us do it? But somebody's got to do the job of free and fair elections, which this wasn't, exposing the fraud, arresting the traitors in this country, and the treasonous activity that we've seen. That kind of summarizes it, right? And I mean, it's that simple. You're not going there looking for trouble. You're going there to identify the trouble and ask that it be handled.
We're going there to demand a peaceful resolution to the fraud and the illegal actors within government.
Okay. Which is well within our rights as Americans, and I would also argue it's well within our duty as Americans. Right.
And you know, if you're a police officer in D.C., you may think it's cool to screw with the people that show up to make appropriate demands. But I got a question for you. Do you love your wife? Do you love your children? Do you love your grandchildren? Are you really going to support the defund the police crowd? Really? You better think long and hard about that. Because you come January 4th, you might have some tough decisions to make. And you better not be an order taker like the Nazis. Because we're not Germans in America. We're Americans. Think about that for a minute. You're not talking to a bunch of Germans. You're going to be talking to Americans. When we show up in D.C., you're going to be talking to real Americans. You're going to be talking to men whose fathers and grandfathers gave everything for this country in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam. Our fathers and uncles left us a legacy. You think we're going to let the clowns that give you orders make our republic disappear overnight? Do you really believe that? Because if you do, you better check yourself. And for everybody that shows up in D.C., understand this, as angry as you are, as pissed off as you are about all this corruption, don't do it because you're angry. Do it because you love your wife and your kids and you love your country.
John, that's pretty good advice, right?
It is excellent advice, and I encourage people to pay heed and to follow up on that. We do need to keep repeating ourselves. These are historic times. This is the challenge of our generation, quite frankly. What happens the next few weeks, and I know I'm repeating myself, but it needs to be repeated. What happens the next few weeks will determine the course of this republic for the next century. That is not a flippant statement. That's a true statement. We're about to lose this republic. The Chinese insurrection, which is what this is, communist Chinese insurrection, has been going on for decades to undermine and change and destroy our culture, to undermine our economy, to undermine our political system, to undermine our military. This is where we got young male soldiers forced to wear high heels in a training exercise so they get to know what it's like to walk down the street in female footgear. And we got camouflage combat pants made for pregnant women to wear. I mean, how strange is that? When I was a young man, we protected our women. We didn't put them into combat intentionally. We did everything we could to protect our women from combat. Now we're intentionally putting women in combat. I think if you dig back the layers, you'll find the people behind it on the Senate Arms, both the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, were had communist influence to change the way we conduct war and the way we treat our women, intentionally putting them in harm's way. There's no precedence for that in American society or American culture or Western culture in general. The Israelis did it because they had no choice, but once the war was over in 1947, they put their women in safe places where they couldn't come to harm. That's what we do in Western civilization. At least we always have. We protect the women. We keep them from harm. We don't hand them a rifle and a flak jacket and a helmet and say, "Hey, honey, go get in that foxhole." That's wrong. That's wrong on the face of it. I hope the president will address that when he has his second term, to take women out of harm's way and put them where they can do the best good, as always, in the medical corps, where women can serve with honor and distinction to do what they do best, which is care for the sick and injured. I know I'm going on a tangent here, but I feel like we need to do that also. The insidious nature of the communist influence is affecting everything in our culture. We've got now teenage boys competing against girls in high school and college athletics, ruining these girls' chances of getting a scholarship. Girls can't compete against boys in athletics. They simply can't do it. But we have school boards saying, "Oh, that's okay. This boy thinks he's a woman, so he's a woman. And we'll let him compete and defeat the girls who work 8, 10, or more years to be successful in their chosen athletic event so they can get a college scholarship, only to see it thrown away because these school boards cave in to the communist desire to have our culture and our young ladies destroyed. Was it Tulsi Gabbard that attempted to get some legislation to stop that from happening, and all her liberal Democratic buddies hammered her as if she was doing something wrong? All she's trying to do is protect young women and their chances of having these opportunities. And she got hammered into the ground by the liberals, socialists, communists, Democrats. Unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. So we have a lot of homework to do, gentlemen, to get our culture back, get our economy back, get our military back, and, of course, get our political system back. It's not just the politics. It's all-inclusive for our society in general that's been under attack by the communists now for decades to change it in very wrong ways. You have a response there, Doug?
Response? No. Attaboy? Yes. I mean, agreement 100%. And I think, and that's what, in the larger sense, okay, you touched on a number of things that I think we have to correct the wrongs that have been imposed upon us. And more importantly, and Sam, this goes to what you're doing. I think the unconstitutional wrongs, And I know that that may not seem like an adequate segue, but I think that in the larger sense, when you pull the lens back, we individually and we as a patriotic community are fighting for the Constitution, the survival of our constitutional representative republic. We are fighting for everything that we hold dear. We're fighting for the, well, at the end, we're fighting for the larger picture of our way of life. And, I mean, Sam, I think that's what you're going for, right? I mean, we have to leave the comfort of our home in order to assure our offspring that comfort is there for them. And we cannot allow, I mean, to not do would be hypocritical. Am I right?
What grown man would leave this fight to their children and grandchildren?
Amen. Amen.
You know, because here's the other thing you don't understand. When the Chinese communists take over, they're not only going to defund the police, they're going to replace the police with drones and robots. Your children and grandchildren will not be fighting an enemy anything like you've ever imagined in your lifetime. They will be fighting against drones and robots. They will be fighting a Leviathan force that has invaded every aspect of their lives. And, you know, we have gotten to the point now in this country where the federal government is so far out of position that people are afraid to challenge them. And I can just tell you, you absolutely can challenge them. Do not be intimidated by these FBI clowns. They send out these guys, you know, that are supposed to be investigators, right? And oh, well, did you say that you're going to go armed to D.C.? Well, what are you going to do when you get there? You know, they send FBI to question you and try and intimidate. Don't be intimidated by these clowns. They're just order takers that work for thieves. That's all they are. They don't care about what's right, just, or legal. That's why they spend so much time intimidating that poor truck driver that blew the whistle on all those illegal ballots. They did the same thing on Flight 800.
Yes.
A witness list was put together for McCain's office, and within literally 45 minutes of that list being turned into John McCain, there were two FBI agents at each one of those witnesses in their face telling them they didn't see what they thought they saw. Which Jack was Heschel. Basically a missile go up and shoot that plane down.
That's right. Jack Heschel has documented that in his book, TWA 800. Yeah, exactly. And plus, this is our God-given right as delineated by the United States Constitution to do this, exercising our First and Second Amendment rights and airing our grievances right at the heart of our country. So,
you know, it's not, yeah. it's a long train of abuses, and we could articulate them here if you want, but I mean, it's just been unbelievable what the American people have tolerated.
It has. Now, we only have 2 minutes left of the broadcast, and that kind of blows my mind because, and I apologize for the earlier problems, but blows my mind because it's gone so quickly, but I think the message is clear. Folks, if you're listening to this, and you give a damn about your country, I believe it's time to act. And Sam Andrews is, I don't want to say leading the charge, because that would probably be not the right thing to say. But you, Sam Andrews, are you're throwing down right now. You're saying, look, I'm going to be in Washington on the 4th of January. You're a man. You believe in the Constitution. You have a weapon. You want to join me? Join me. That's what you're saying, right? I mean,
got to make your own individual choice on whether or not you want to stand up and be an American or whether you want to cower to the Chinese.
And there it is. And I would appeal to the other alternative media broadcasters. Get on board. Because you know what? We're putting ourselves out there. And it's okay. Because I'm willing to go down with the fight. It's all or nothing at this point. And Sam, I commend you for your courage, your bravery, and your commitment to the Constitution. And John, you too, for all you do.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been real.
It's been real.
See you next Monday.
Yes, sir. Sam, thank you for your time. I know you're plenty busy.
Doug, thank you for having me. Have a great week, sir.
I will do that as soon as I get finished with the FBI agents at the door. All right, folks.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
All right. John Moore, thelibertyman.com. Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. Hey, support Sam, Freedom Center USA, 777@gmail.com. That's his PayPal address. Good night.